All right, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We are live, broadcasting live out here in Los Angeles. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me put on something a little more mellow, something a little more Mac-ish, so I can introduce my lovely, lovely co-host over here. Hold on one second. We got over here, all on her phone, we have Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla Lopez? How are you, dear?
I'm good. But people do was saying, why are bringing Layla on their phones?
Because we're
researching people.
Right.
They're researching,
yes. He gets to use his laptop.
Yes, yes. So we are researching. So.
Yeah, they think we just on our phone just shooting shit.
Bullshitting. Talking to niggas. Okay. Last night was wonderful. I'm going to need that little rent that you promised me. How are you though, Layla? You good?
Man. No, I'm good.
And you're over right. Here we have the lovely, the luscious, the late as fuck. Three L's. We have Miss Bree. Now Miss Bree was late today. That's why we're late.
I am the holdup. I'm sorry, guys.
Yes, Miss Bree is one of those days for Miss Bree.
It is.
How's your day been, Bree?
What is it? Hot dogs and banks?
Yes.
That's an insider.
Yes.
But I'm good now. I have calmed down. Tariq ain't gave me no water because I'm late, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dang,
y'all know how that goes.
Lord. Lord.
And the eye roll.
Yes. Man, so the phone number, family, y'all know what it is. It's 818-850-5404. That is the number. Folks are calling in already. Let's see who's on this damn phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's going on? This is Charles from Maryland.
Charles from Maryland. How are you, brother?
I'm very good, very good. Looking forward to seeing 1804.
Yes.
At the Senator Theater in Towson, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, nigga, Tariq, I have a question.
If you don't get this awkward-ass silence and get to the point, this sounds awkward as hell, nigga. It sounds like a booty call. You don't know how to ask for no pussy or something.
My bad.
What you
I'm
doing?
Driving right
okay,
now.
Okay, you at home sleep? Okay, I'm just calling to see
yeah,
what's wrong.
Driving home from school.
All right, what's your point? Nigga, what's your point? Shit.
All right. My bad. So I have a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
She's a great girl. You know, she has a job. She has a master's degree and everything. But the problem is she's kind of addicted to social media. Like, every problem, like, every single thing that she does, she throws it on to social media. And, you know, I'm a private guy. Not that I don't love social media, I do. But, you know, sometimes it's too much. I feel like I'm a microscope is on me all the time. What should I do?
So your girl is basically all on the internet. And is she telling your business or she just kind of puts everything on social media?
On Twitter, she does. Like, she gets into the relationship problems. Like, she throws questions onto Twitter and, like, her followers. Like, get into it.
Now, how many followers does she have?
She got about 800.
Oh, okay. So, ain't too many people getting in your business. That's young chick stuff. She's a young chick, and all of them are on social media like that. So, you know, that's kind of what they do. As long as she ain't putting out stuff that's going to make you look bad within your community, you know, if y'all ain't, you know, hopefully y'all ain't doing no narcotics or anything like that. She ain't putting no personal
shit.
None
of that shit.
Yeah.
None of that shit.
Yeah, but if she's just sound like she's just talking general stuff, and that's just something you're going to have to deal with. How old is she, about 23, 24?
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, so that's what she's going to do. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Okay. Yeah, just charge that to the game. That's what's going to happen. Any 23, 24 you get with, she's going to be on Twitter, Instagram, doing all that shit. So, you know, sounds like you don't want her on there too much because, you know, niggas going to start campaigning. Do niggas be trying to holler at her?
Hell yeah, all the time.
That's what it is.
That's the thing. She's a great girl. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You don't want to let her go.
You don't. Yeah, you don't want niggas sliding all up in them DMs, hollering at your chick.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, just as long as your shit is tight, as long as your game is tight, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, brother. So yeah, my man was he was afraid that dudes were going to be all up in the DMs. Do the listeners be all up in y'all DMs? I know they be all
what?
Up on your page.
Hell yeah.
What the hell? What do these niggas, because I see they be thirsty, and y'all be thirst trapping these niggas too.
No, we don't.
Y'all, shit, Bree had thigh and booty meat.
How am I thirst
Bree had booty meat.
Let's talk about the thirst trap. Because if another dude come on my page and say it's a thirst trap, I'm sending him go.
Yeah.
Mine be a lightweight thirst trap.
Yeah, yeah. Layla be acting like she ain't thirsty. Oh, look at my dress and be ass all up in the camera.
Well, why is it a thirst trap, though? Like, get your thirsty ass off my page if it's a trap.
I get the most likes when I have my booty out. That's all it is.
And
like, ain't nothing wrong with them having it. But Bree had the booty meat popping.
That was my thigh. That was not even
on
my butt.
The booty meat was on the grill. Well,
she had a leotard on or something, right?
Yeah, I had on the fucking... Yeah, it was a leotard. It could have been a swimsuit. But like, do you know how many calls I got?
Lord. Yeah. Lord.
Oh my God.
What do these niggas be saying in y'all DMs?
A sweet, sexy thank you. I want to take you out. I want to do this. I want to do that. If I lived over here, I could fly you over there. Are you going to meet me over here?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know you people.
Stuff. They be saying some funny stuff, though.
What they be saying to you?
They be just like... I don't know. I have to go through it. They be having me cracking up, though. Y'all funny. Y'all real, real funny. Right,
so no, some of that shit not funny to me.
If y'all hit me up like, I can't come in today. I'm in Miami. I know y'all been in, somebody in the DM done got you somewhere.
They be campaigning for
They want to fly you out and shit.
Oh,
they
really
want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody wanted to do that to me last week, and I was like, dude, I don't even know. Like, he was dead ass serious. Like, give me your first, last name, birthday. I'm about to book you a ticket. I was like, I don't even know you,
Charlotte.
My nigga. I'm not thirsty.
Yeah. Like, I'm not finna come to Charlotte.
And they have you in Valdosta, Georgia somewhere. When you get to the Valdosta airport, I'm going to have a sign that say Layla.
That's so funny. My best friend lives in Valdosta.
Valdosta is a funny ass place.
It's so
yeah,
weird.
Man.
I used to go out there.
Word?
In Atlanta when I lived in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Atlanta, all my Atlanta people, we just added a screening of 1804 in Atlanta.
Oh, so.
We finally added a screening. It's going to be Wednesday, October 18th. At the Midtown Arts Cinema. So we added a showing. Atlanta was getting on my ass. We was pulling strings and everything. You guys go to 1804movie.com. 1804movie.com to get your tickets for the Atlanta screening. You better get them now because they're going to sell out very fast. The link is at 1804movie.com. Bree, what is happening out here in these streets, dear?
Of course, I want to bring up the obvious, but I don't have a whole lot to say on it because I feel a way. Well, I do have a whole lot to say on it, but yeah. I'm not going to report the facts. I'm going to let Layla report the facts. But there was a shooting in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
Well, it came from the Mandalay Bay. It shot into
a crowd. A crowd of people.
Yeah, it was a country concert. And killed how many? Like 60 people?
Yeah, 60. I know they're probably 400 injured. Yeah, 500 injured. And they're still counting. And what's interesting, they are just being so casual with describing the damn shooter. I mean, the words they've used on this guy, they won't call him a terrorist for nothing. They are doing everything except calling this dude a terrorist. They're talking about he might have been disgruntled.
Did you hear where he was a week before?
Where was he?
Anti-Trump rally.
I don't know if that's been confirmed.
Allegedly.
Now, Layla be getting
alleged.
No. That's the white supremacist websites and the conservative websites. They have somebody who kind of looked like him at a Trump. We don't know.
I saw that.
A lot of those right wing sites are deliberately putting out lies. Mm. So you got to watch that. They're deliberately putting out lies because they said it was another guy. All those right wing sites were saying it was some other dude. And it wasn't him.
Oh, wow.
So you got to watch out for that. You got to watch out from the shit you hear on the internet because they're deliberately putting out wrong information. But the guy, what I do know, he lived in Mesquite, Nevada. And what the media is leaving out, that's out there where Clive and Bundy and all those racist militia groups were. Mm. And they are not tying that in because they keep wanting to promote that lone wolf scenario. So if you tie him in with these militia groups, you can't use that lone wolf thing. But the way they describe this dude, it sounds like an eHarmony damn website. he likes to gamble. He likes to eat sushi. He went on long walks in the park. And what the fuck are y'all talking about? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But it's very unfortunate. But looking at video of what happened.
Several videos.
Yeah, several videos of what happened. Just compare that to what happened in Vegas during the Mayweather fight. Remember, during the Mayweather fight, there was a false alarm where they thought somebody was up there shooting. That's where the NFL player got hemmed up by the police officer. Mm-hmm. And they thought that there were shots and motherfuckers started breaking out running. Just one sound like a shot, people were gone. I kept looking at video of the shooting in Vegas the other day, and all these gunshots and people were just standing around.
Because you had a concert. Like, it could be firecrackers or anything.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
Yeah, but shit.
And then also, like, not knowing where to... Because I was trying to figure out why the crowd wasn't dissipating either. And it was just like, they didn't know where the gunshots were coming from. They kept seeing people fall, but couldn't necessarily tell if they were coming from over here, from up above.
I'm like, run. Yeah. Shit.
But furthermore, even people's, like, snap personal videos that they were shooting at that time, they show gunshots coming from... Not the only the 32nd floor, like the fourth floor.
Right. That's something they're leaving out. I think there was another damn shooter. They leaving that shit out. There were all those fucking people, 500 people. One dude didn't shoot no 500 fucking people.
No, not that fast.
And even on the scanners, because I was listening to the scanner the night it was happening, and the police were saying that there's multiple shooters.
Where
they at? It looks like they're covering that shit up. Again, they're covering a lot of stuff up.
They said it was a shooting at Aria and at Caesars.
Yeah, and at New York. Yeah.
Yep. That same night.
And they said it was bomb explosives. Yeah. Oh, man. They're covering a lot of this shit up. They're trying to minimize the severity of this. This shit was coordinated. It was a bunch of these dudes all coordinated, and they're trying to play that lone wolf thing because they don't want to demonize these white supremacist groups. They don't want to make them seem like the terrorists they are. There were more people there. That shit was coordinated, and they are hiding that stuff, family.
What do you feel about this? Did you see the interview with his brother did?
His brother, What'd
you feel about? I feel like he was like dead ass telling the truth. That's how I felt. Like he was like surprised that his brother had anything to do with this.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people's like his body language.
But the brother seemed like he's on the pipe. He's all twitchy.
He was real. But
you know, I ain't never seen this shit before. I've been known him for 57 years. But no, he knows something. I mean, shit. And their family, the dad was a bank robber. I mean, he comes from a family of criminals. Yep.
What about the girlfriend? The Filipino?
The Asian,
You heard
Asian,
about her, right? Allegedly.
Yeah.
He wired her.
Yeah, some money to the Philippines. Uh-huh. Yeah, $100,000. Uh-huh. Yep. And that...
How y'all know she ain't just want a Bentley truck? Shorty wanted a Bentley truck in the Philippines. He said, I got you, baby.
Man, because she worked in casinos or whatever. So that's how they found his address. It's a whole shit, a whole bunch of stuff.
Some fishy.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. But I don't trust everything that they're saying about this thing.
I definitely don't trust anything about it.
Man. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling and everything. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Flex, man? How you doing, man?
What's up? What's your name, brother?
I'm the Lord Cypher from Patterson, New Jersey.
Lord Cypher? What's your name?
Yeah.
Right. You must, with a name like that, you must rhyme. You spit, bro?
I'm down with the 5% Nation, man, you know?
Okay, there you go. Right, what's on your mind, Lord Cypher? What's on your mind, brother?
Well, first, you know, I want to say hi to Bree. You know, I think she's real sexy. You know, I try to shout that out real fast.
Ain't none of that. A little question. Morning thirst. A little thirst in the morning. Won't hurt. Oh, go ahead.
and your hidden colors, like, why you never mention Charles
13X.
Seligman?
Well, Charles.
Like, he the one started that Hamite shit.
Wait, Charles who?
Charles Gabriel Seligman. Like, he started the Egyptians and the Ethiopians with Hamites. Like, you know, he the one kind of, like, started that whole theory.
Oh, well, shit.
And that was never mentioned.
Okay, well, I don't know why. We mentioned a whole bunch of shit, so I'm not responsible about what we don't mention. There's a lot of history out there that we only have a couple of hours to cram in as much history as possible. So some things are going to be missed. It's not a conspiracy. Hey, when niggas be... upset because there's something I didn't mention. Like, how come you didn't mention the dinosaurs, nigga? I mean, come on, it's only a couple of hours, you know. But we'll get on some other stuff.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, but thank you very much, Lord Cypher. That nigga learned something in prison. He read a book in prison, Lord Cypher. Get off the fucking phone, nigga, before I get it. He done read a book in prison and just been waiting to crowbar that little tidbit of knowledge in a conversation. He's been waiting. He's been waiting. It ain't about us not having it in the movie. He's just been waiting to put it on out there like he knows some shit.
Hey, brother. He knows some shit today.
Yeah, brother, listen. about your movie. Why didn't you put the Charles Hamilton had the curse of ham and eggs and greens in your hood? Okay, nigga. Just say you wanted to share some knowledge, brother. All right.
Let him, let that man share that knowledge.
I'm letting him share his knowledge.
You know, look, he's been waiting for
he's
that.
He's been waiting. I know. Brother Lord Cypher.
On his moment.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. Lord Cypher, my man. Thank you, brother. I'm going to get you in Hidden Colors 4.5.
4.5.
Lord. Now, Layla, what is happening out here, beloved?
I don't really want to call her coon of the day.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's call her.
Let's just call her. Let's just call her spade a spade. Uh-oh. Just old school saying spade a spade. Okay, so Tina Campbell. From Mary Mary, she did an interview with a magazine.
Yeah,
it was like an open letter, basically saying why her reasoning for voting for Trump.
For Trump, yes,
crazy.
What was
hell.
Her reason? What was her reasoning? Behind that?
She said that her and Trump had the same Christianity views.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Christian, like, what does he represent? Anything Christian? Come on, bro.
She's been touching up on some coonery for a minute, though. I think she's been saying little coon. Yeah, she's been saying. Oh, that's for you, Tina Campbell. This your new gospel album right here.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out.
That's her new album, right?
That's crazy. Yeah, her sister was trying to take up for her, though. Her sister was trying to say that she was just trying to cover it up, basically saying, oh, no, well, she is a good reason. Like, it just didn't make any sense at all. It didn't make any sense. Yeah, it didn't make any sense, but she's trying to cover it up.
Black folks with these Christian coons. I got to do a whole show about Christian coons. Y'all use Christianity as an excuse to be little buck dancing sambos and mammies. You dig? That ain't it, man. You still cooning, Tina. I like Mary Mary, but shit.
People mad?
I know they're mad. They should be.
This is her last season of their show, so she might as well just cut it in the middle of the season because I don't know.
Wow. Why? She's not going to be on no more?
Nah, she's going to be on there, but people is pissed.
That show going to still be on there.
Yeah, it's a lot of coons, I guess. Huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Man.
It's a lot of coons.
What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Good day.
This nigga right here. What's up? Who's calling? It's always
hey, boring. Good afternoon. Excuse me. Good afternoon. Good evening, Tariq. Brother Tariq, how's it going, ladies?
Hey.
Layla Bree.
Hey, hi.
How you doing? Hey. What's your name, brother?
It's Lemuel from New York.
Lemuel.
The other day.
I remember you, Lemuel. How are you, brother?
Hey, man, another day, another dollar at the office, man. Hey, man, I was watching your show yesterday, man. Yo, you had me rolling. I don't know what's up with these moist dudes, man.
Oh, man. Oh, on Ustream the other night, some moist nigga was in the chat room. He was like, I thought it was a chick at first. It was like, hey, Tariq, your haircut is cute. I'm like, thank you. Then I saw the name. Oh, you a dude? Like, yeah. I ain't gay, man. Though. Right. Block that nigga.
Like, dude. Like, man. And I remember the other time where Layla and Bree was on vacation, and then you was doing, like, a show by yourself. So the first voice that came on that phone, you was like, oh, you sound moist. You just hung up the phone. I started rolling.
I can't remember. Where did I do? What broadcast was that?
You in a chair in that room, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can't remember so many of them. But anyway, thank you so much, Lemuel. All right, brother.
Did he say cute? Did he just say you have a did he say nice to Tariq?
No, he was like,
your haircut
is
cute.
He legit like, this nigga said, your haircut is cute. Okay. I'm like, and he tried to gangster it up, like, no, nigga, I ain't gay. No, I think this shit is tight. No, nigga, you didn't say tight.
You should have said tight.
You should have said tight from the fucking get go, nigga. What
your
is wrong with you?
It's
cute.
I like it.
Like, nigga, the booty hole is closed over this section, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't play games like that with niggas at all. Bree, what's happening out here?
Okay, and ratchet news.
Ratchet news.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Is real? Is the Real Housewives of Atlanta back on, or are they just shooting?
Are they about to come? When they come back on, Layla? Layla gonna give us the wrong date, but I just want to ask. Like you know, Layla's gonna fuck the date up. I just want to see how she's gonna get it.
Okay,
on.
I'm gonna tell you.
December 25th.
No, it's gonna come on in the fall. Sometime in the fall.
That general ass.
I know.
So they done got it splattered all over the news that Miss Portia Williams and Miss Marlo Hampton got into it while they were on their trip.
Oh, damn.
And they said Portia was like trying to beat the brakes off of Marlo.
Oh, damn.
And they sent her ass home.
Portia?
Like,
they sent Portia home?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
And then they saying there's even rumors that she might get kicked off the show because of it. But I'm just like, I don't remember Portia.
Me?
Bucking that hard, like
no, you guys haven't watched it. Then remember when she kicked Cynthia in the stomach?
Yeah,
damn.
And
then remember when
she ran up on
Kenya?
Kenya,
yeah, you snatched Kenya's wig.
And she snatched.
She did.
Yes.
You didn't see that?
I did not know Portia was about that life.
Yeah. Portia looked fine, country ass.
I definitely feel like Marlo would have gave her some gold, but Marlo clearly is too
They're
fucking bougie.
They're sick of her because they was gonna kick her off before.
Yeah, they were.
I think they giving her the boot for this one.
She kept on.
Damn, Portia, y'all look crazy.
Portia about that life.
Slow ass. I ain't know she's. I ain't know you was about that life.
People
girl.
Be underestimating people. They like, oh, she's cute and sweet and da 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 da. People like that will black the fuck out
Hell
on your
yeah.
ass. Me being one of them.
Oh, but Portia okay, is
like,
really
too. I'll black out on your ass.
Will
like,
you
I'm
whoop somebody's ass, Layla?
I'm cool.
Have you ever whooped somebody's ass, Layla?
I ain't gonna tell you how I fight, but it's not fair.
Oh, damn. Layla just crack a bottle somewhere on the curb and start stabbing bitches. Stabbing with her hand, one hand like this.
Shut oh, up, Terry.
A lot of folks like Layla had a photo, who was doing a photo shoot on Instagram. She had it on Instagram.
What?
Sure did.
The picture.
Yeah, you
with her booty.
A photo shoot.
She did a photo shoot.
Layla be trying to get out of town.
I know. Yeah.
What?
What? Where?
Which photo shoot?
When we got your booty sticking out.
Oh, when with my booty. Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Y'all look at her Instagram, and Layla was busting it
well,
open.
Well, because I never do body shots on my Instagram.
Yes.
And people was like, oh, you know, and I was like, you know, I could do it in a classy way. So that's how I was trying to do it. I was like, I'm showing what I work with.
Did the stylist give you the outfit?
Oh, she did. She gave me that. Yes, yeah, she has a lot of dope stuff. She did give me that outfit, that dress, the black dress. Shout out to D. Garcia, girl. You doing thang.
Shout out to D.
Everybody
Garcia.
Like
yes. The shoes were hella fucking big. You had them. Boy, Bree had, not Bree, Layla had some big ass shoes. What size
you
shoes were that?
You irritating as hell. You so irritating.
What size shoes? Like,
you the nigga that was commenting on it.
No, I saw other people comment. I saw other people commenting on it. And I first saw it, I'm like, that's a cute dress. Some big fucking shoes Layla
but
got on.
But you know what's so funny? Those are actually my shoes.
I'm like, those are
your shoes?
Yeah, those are mine. Yeah.
Why you get them big fucking shoes?
my foot was just sliding out. Thank you, Bree.
When you've been standing in shoes for a long time, it slides.
You slide. Oh,
I thought they were rollerboards. I didn't know what the fuck. Big ass shoes.
I
ain't never seen
no
kind
space
of.
In the back.
They had a gang of space in them.
Shut up.
You can move a little furniture in that space.
You silly as hell.
You only, what? 4'11", you know, your feet ain't that goddamn big.
I know somebody asked me, like, how tall are you? I must look tall.
3 feet.
Pictures, you know? 3 feet.
She little as hell, y'all.
Well, you know I'm going to get on them shoes.
Big ass shoes.
Now, the other, them boots with the lace that go all the way up, those are very, very
cute. Yeah, those
cute.
Are dope. Those are
very,
she's
very
super
cute.
Dope.
And the big fucking shoes were cute. They're just too big.
Me and Bree are actually going to fitting with her.
Oh,
shit. Hopefully. No, you coming.
Oh,
you coming?
When is the fitting?
On Thursday.
Now y'all know we gotta start doing this reality thing either Thursday or Friday. We're starting this week.
You did? Yes, I know. I just found out too. Mm-hmm. I just found out too.
Yep, we're starting this week either Thursday or Friday. That's why we're having a production meeting after this. Here,
what's going down, you guys?
Thank you for letting me check my.
Did
my-
you? I sent you a
my palm pilot. Damn, I didn't check my
You didn't get the text. I said bringing some ideas. Did you get that? You got
I got that text message, but shooting this week, I didn't get that one.
Oh yeah.
You forgot to mention that.
I get my wig together now.
man. But yeah. So, you know, you guys, I think you might have some time to go to the style house.
Yeah,
the
style is a style house, and she's gonna go let us try on some outfits for the premiere.
Oh,
so
we're
cool. Gonna look really nice to y'all, so I gotta come out.
I'm gonna be all right. Don't be looking for me.
And
no, I'm just
And pick out some shoes that fit. Layla be running. This Layla in them shoes run down the street. that's Layla running in them shoes.
Then everybody gonna go to my Instagram analyzing my damn shoes.
They should
galloping in them motherfuckers.
So the blue ones. Shut up. I'm hot. You guys got me hot in here. Can we turn the air?
Priya, can you turn the air back on?
It's birthday girl.
Yes, birthday girl. It's Priya's birthday.
I know,
it got hot in here. It got hot in here.
Thick ass sweatshirt because it was cold today.
Layla's outfit is very cute, by the way.
It sure is.
It's a cute outfit today. She got. Show me out there. Show me out. Show me out.
She gonna kick a hole in the radio trying to do it. Wait.
You know who suggested I wear this?
Yeah.
So the stylist. This is my outfit. This is my own thing from the house. But she sent
show
me
these.
She
these
sent
boots.
Me a
and she got on the
can y'all see
the
it?
Boots on the thigh highs
hey,
today.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, hey, make it.
No, she sent me a picture and she was like, "You should wear an outfit like this." And I was like, "Oh, okay, perfect. I got somewhere to go tomorrow." She's like, "Oh, she just like sends me random suggestions that are really great."
That's nice of her.
That I would have never thought of on my own. Cause I got this in my closet. So, yeah.
Man, that
we
is
got all off topic.
I know we're all on.
I'm on boots. Reality show, but that's dope. I can't wait to shoot.
Oh yeah. We got a lot of stuff popping. Let's see who's on this phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Hello, Flex. What's good, man?
What's
Greg.
Up, Flex? He said Flex. What's up? What's up, brother? How are you?
What's good? Like you calling by surprise, man? What's up, bro?
How you gonna call me and I'm surprised?
Right.
You?
I was like,
hold on, let me call. Hello? Oh, what? Who this?
Yo, you got me, Flex. I promise you did.
How you doing,
you know
man?
What
what's on your mind, man?
I'm good. I had a quick game question for you right quick.
Let's get into some game, man. Let's do it.
No doubt. Yo, now, you know, you done covered the Mac lessons before. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, sometimes you just got to call the player God and just kind of the game God and just kind of hear it again real quick. Like, you know how you always have said you should value yourself as a man, right?
Right.
All right. Do you think, like, you can, you know, have your thing going pretty good and all of that, and you can step to certain women and it's just certain sisters, you know what I'm saying, that just, they kind of run away from a man and value himself. I mean, do you think it's women out there that really do that? Like, it seems like that happens to me a lot. You know what I mean?
Well, you're dealing with the wrong pool of women. When they do that, when they run away from a dude who values himself, that means it's time to upgrade your pool. It's time to campaign in some of the blue states instead of the red states. You're campaigning in the wrong states. That means you got to start going to different spots. That's all that means, man. The game has a lot to do with your regional status, man. Guys have to really understand the travel game and understand if the pickings are slim in certain spots, it's going to be bountiful in other spots. So you got to know how, and you don't even have to travel out of state, just even certain parts of town and certain neighborhoods or certain social spots, you can go and kind of step it up. You dig? But yeah, just try out some new places, man. You're dealing with the wrong pool of women at this point, but thanks for the call, brother. All right, let me see what else helped. Bree, what's happening out here in the news, dear?
So, I just want to go on record by saying I was kind of here for the first slut walk. Not,
right.
And I was only here for it because she made her point. She took her stance, made her point, you know, because people was dogging Amber Rose.
Yeah.
But then I don't even know how long it's been going on, how many years it's been, but now she got fucking 21 Savage.
Yes.
Walking in her slut walk, holding a sign.
Yes. Said, I'm Captain Save-A-Ho or some
Mr.
shit.
Mr. Captain Save-A-Ho. So.
I'm the biggest simp on the planet.
He looked like he's in the sunken place.
He really does.
He looks
really
sunken.
Does.
And I'm just like, I'm over this slut walk shit. Like, okay, you had your moment. You know, you said what you had to say. You stood up for your movement. But quit being a hoe. You grown as hell and you have a kid.
Yeah.
I'm confused about the slut walk though. Like, what is the base?
Too.
Like, is it supposed to be funny? Like,
I think it's
making
like a
fun of it.
I think
something?
It's Like a women whole, empowerment. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be. You're supposed to own your sexuality.
Own being a hoe,
basically. Okay. Stop slut shaming. Because a woman want to go out there and suck a little dick.
Oh, she's saying it's okay.
Yeah, that's what that whole thing is. But they usually do.
But you don't agree with it? You don't think it's okay that a woman can own her sexuality?
I do agree with it, but I don't want to know that bitch. That's your business. Mm. You want to be a hoe on the low. Yeah, like, I don't think everybody needs to be like, I'm a hoe, everybody. Like,
so why is it a double standard, though, with men? Like, why can men be a hoe in public and women can't?
Mm. But the thing is, they say that's a double standard, but if you, hold on, they say it's a double standard, but hell, you go to Instagram, it's hoe central. There's plenty of people hoeing in public.
True.
You act like a, yeah, you hoeing, you get on Love & Hip Hop. You suck enough NBA dick, Mona Scott is going to call you. You dig? There's a whole platform for hoish behavior. That stigma is gone.
Yeah.
That's totally gone.
So is Instagram the new platform for...
Instagram is the new track. That's the new hoe stroll.
Oh, damn.
That is the new hoe stroll.
So...
Should we be posting pictures?
Are we included in this?
y'all ain't on there popping it open and busting it open. You got, you know, when you see motherfuckers with, you know, Gucci bags and they all in Dubai, they don't tell you what they did over there in Dubai to get that damn bag. Okay. You understand?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shit they leaving out. Instagram is the new whole stroll.
Damn. Yeah. He right.
Oh, yeah. But
it is. You are right. And it's unfortunate because, like, people that really do come up off of, you know, Instagram, not necessarily hoeing, probably doing something else, they still get that stigma attached to them because of the way, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Look at Cardi B. Cardi B said, yeah, I used to be a hoe, stripper. You know, there's videos of Cardi B up in clubs, butt ass naked.
But she used to be a hoe because I never think that just because you're a stripper, you're a hoe. Was she saying she was a hoe?
Yes. She used to call herself a hoe. She's like, I'm a hoe.
If you going past stripping and taking people to the back room, just dances happening in the back room.
Right. Wow.
And yeah, Cardi B. She would do videos about, you know, how she sucked dick good. And I mean, what? She like, oh, yeah.
Cardi champagne B. Room.
Oh, yeah. Cardi B. There's video.
I like that she's owning it, though.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the slut walk is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so why is it acceptable from her and not from Amber Rose?
Because we don't need a fucking parade.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the part that's blowing me about Amber Rose.
Yeah, right? And then, you know, I don't like Amber Rose that much because of her, that racial ambiguous shit that she pulls off, because she goes out of her way to deny any blackness, you know, and, you know, all of her celebrity comes from black society. We're the ones who prop her up.
Exactly.
So that's my thing. You come around black people and we prop you up, and then you distance yourself. So, you know, I got an issue with that. But here is 21 Savage responding to people.
He sounds
like a child. He literally sounds like a kid.
Yeah, he does.
And she's coaching him on what to say. Hold on. This is him. This is...
How the fuck is my man not a savage anymore? Like... Do y'all want him to pistol with me, beat me up, shoot up the slut walk? Like, what the fuck do y'all want?
Y'all need to get off nigga dick. Get off my dick.
Get off your bitch dick, too.
Yeah, get off my bitch dick, too. Slut walk was fun as a motherfucker.
Little bitch.
Hello?
Okay. Wait, somebody's on the phone? Hold on.
Hello?
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay, nigga, hang up. This nigga been on the phone all this time, just listening in on the show. That's the last caller. Lord.
That was creepy as hell.
I was like, who is that?
But my man, 21 Savage, my dude, listen.
How old is he? He's a child, though.
He sounds like a 5-year-old in that video.
He may be 21.
Not even like a child, but like almost like not that educated. He doesn't seem like she's coaching his head.
Yeah, tell him to get off your bitch. Yeah, man, bitch.
Well, if he's 21, Amber Rose ain't no spring chicken, though.
Yeah, she's 30 something.
Yeah,
and he's 21?
I don't know if he's 20. His name is 21 Savage. He's in his 20s.
She running that.
I think his birthday just... He did his birthday at Ace of Diamonds, and I think that was his 21st birthday. It might have been.
Wow, she has a 21-year-old. What do you do with that?
That's a nigga who didn't have no male influence at all growing up.
Yeah, somebody said that about him. Like, he seemed like the type of dude that never got pussy before he got money.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't getting women before he got on, and, like,
That's
the only way you gonna settle for a woman like her.
Yeah, and that's he thinks, you know, that he didn't got... That's a nigga who's pussy whoop right there. He looks real slow and scared, and like she's a mother figure to him, and she's coaching this nigga, and Amber's trying to come up. You know, that's her hustle. She gets little dumbass rappers and spit that game at him so the checks can keep coming in and she can keep her name.
And I hate that they keep getting more and more celebrity from it. You know, yeah. They do the dumbest stuff and just celebrity gets even bigger and bigger.
Yeah, you got chicks out here who are building up a name just by getting pregnant by Fetty Wap. You know, all these.
She is a fool. That girl is a fool.
Yeah, there's people I ain't never heard of. Their only claim to fame is they got pregnant by Fetty Wap. I'm like, okay, who the fuck is this person? Yeah.
They got some bags and some red bottoms. That's all they care about.
Man. These niggas, man. Gotta do better. Man, now, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Let's talk about... Oh, you know what's really dope that's coming out?
What's coming out?
It's a play. I really want to go see this. It's a play, and it's called Thugs and the Women That Love Them. It's going to be with Ray J.
Hilarious.
And boom. Bootsy... Young... Lil Bootsy.
He's a Bootsy badass.
He's a Bootsy badass.
So, Lil Bootsy and Ray J?
And Ray J.
Where's the thug in Ray J?
Yeah, I know.
No, I think it's good. I heard it's going to be really good. They're going to actually start... they're going to premiere it in the West Coast first because they were like,
you said it's a play?
It's a play.
Like,
I think it's going to be dope.
So, okay, I get it. It's like one of those, like... You know, Tyler Perry type plays.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, okay. They need to call y'all Tariq.
Yeah, when we think about play, we think of, you know, Hamilton or some shit. You know,
I can see you doing a play, actually.
I could.
You haven't done a play yet?
You should call them, Tariq.
No,
You've
never done a play?
I've never done a play.
Interesting.
Never done a play. You know, speaking of plays, you know, Christopher Williams, he got arrested because he does those plays.
He does, though.
He does those plays.
He got arrested.
He got arrested. For y'all, look that up. They said he stole some headphones. I swear to God.
Oh, I did just see that.
Yeah.
Were they Dre's?
What did he need headphones for? At the gym or something?
They said he walked out the store with some headphones and they arrested dude.
In the airport.
It was at the airport?
I think so. I did.
Somebody
just see
in the chat
somewhere.
Room helped me out with that.
I didn't hear about that. Christopher. Oh, is he broke?
Is he that fucking broke? Christopher can't be. Hopefully that was a mistake. Christopher, I'll buy you some fucking headphones.
Headphones can't be pricey now.
Oh my God.
No, I think he was in a rush. That's why I feel like it was the airport. Like he really needed to get to his flight and didn't have any headphones.
But you can't walk out with the shit.
Shit. If you get away with it, you're gone. Shit. Wow. Nobody
that's
knows.
At the airport, they charge you. That's federal crime. Yes. You know, they put extra charges on you at the airport.
That's true.
Man.
You don't want to steal the airport.
God damn, Chris. He probably in jail now singing niggas off his ass. I feel promises. Who don't keep $99?
That nigga said,
oh my God.
That's terrible.
That's horrible, man. I hate that. Oh, I hate to see it.
When did that happen? Over the week?
A few days ago. Yesterday, probably. That's What's funny. Up? Who's calling?
Yo,
nigga. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Tariq, my nigga. What's happening?
This nigga is on Mars.
Hey, I just want to say this.
What's up, man?
A hoe gonna be a hoe. A hoe gonna be a hoe. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Chicago need to get the body count down. And Crispy, are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious, my nigga?
Okay.
A simp is gonna be a simp.
All right, nigga.
What's that about?
A simp is, okay, just a...
We're, like, so confused.
Okay, just a nigga buck dancing it up on the phone. This nigga.
Buck.
All right, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Let's talk about... Oh, you know what I want to talk about? I want to give... Oh. Ooh, yeah, it's kind of juicy.
What
okay, so you know, 50 Cent's show premiered.
Yeah,
anybody see it?
I saw it.
How was it? Because I still haven't got a chance. It was, no, Tariq, it wasn't good.
I told y'all. I knew it. I have not seen it, but I felt it.
Wait, what? I haven't seen. Now I gotta go watch it.
Maybe it's just the
and
first.
And I like.
Why was it sus? I love 50.
Man, that shit was not funny. I didn't. It was nothing funny on it. It was bad, man.
No.
And my girl Zakiya's on it. Shout out to Zakiya. She was in one of my shits before, but. You know, I was rooting for it, and I like Jasmine.
I
love Jasmine, but man, that shit was corny. What? None of this shit was funny.
It wasn't like in Living Color.
No,
that's what
it was trying to be. No, it was real. You know, the production was kind of low budget. What? The writing was way.
He said that it was all. They didn't have a script. It was all improv. That's what 50 said.
They had a direction.
I saw the few clips. I was like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, it just
they probably get one season. They probably get one season if they don't change the writers or put some writers in places they don't have writers. Something has to change because it's just too all over the place.
Yeah,
And you could see it in certain, you know, you could see it in certain scenes. Like, the clips that I saw, I was so unimpressed.
Yeah, it just wasn't funny.
I was rooting for it.
I was rooting for it, too. I'm like, and they need more direction. It's trying to be, like, in Living Color, / like The Chappelle Show, / like Mad TV.
Too much slash.
It's too much slash. It's all over the place. And then, you know, then there was some stuff where 50 was on the street and they were playing pranks.
Oh, that sounded like a lot going on.
It's just too much. And then they showing a music video at the end. I'm like, damn, man, it's all over the place. You got to be a little more focused. You can't.
Okay.
That's why it was
because Irv trying to talk about it, because, you know, Irv got it. He got a show coming out on BET too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if him and 50 are that cool like that, but he has a show coming. It looks kind of good.
He got that beef over Ja Rule.
Yeah. And I know. Damn, let it
dead
go, bro.
Dead at their career.
I know.
Shit, he dead at their whole situation.
Let it go.
Yeah, but they need to. It just needs to be more focused. I think it needs to be focused on just kind of one thing instead of trying to just, you know.
I hope they get another season and fix it, because I really wanted that to work.
They have the talent. The people there are very talented. Yeah. It's just the writing, and there's just no direction.
You
got to give them something. You got to give them some material to work with. It's just too all over the place. And I like 50. And I love Power. 50. Like Power, they got excellent writers on Power. The Power writers are excellent. Excellent.
Do you think it's because it's on BET? Because think about it. Stars, BET. Do you think that plays a factor?
That might. Because I know BET BET don't like to break bread. I understand that. I understand. But they need to get some talented writers and don't cut corners. Just get that thing.
Damn,
popping.
I need to go figure it out, because Irv was talking bad about it, because, you know, his show premieres next week. It's called
So Irv was shitting on 50 Show?
Yeah, he was kind of shitting on it.
What did he say?
He was basically saying, what did he say? Hold up. He was said, speaking of my brother, as we were talking about things, and but basically he said it's going to fail horribly. At the end of the day, he said the ratings were bad and it's going to fail miserably. That's his vision for 50 Central.
Man, but I would like to see it. You know, I want to see it win.
I do too.
I want to see it win, but they just got to get your writers together. You got to get your writers together.
I want to see Tails now, because that looked kind of good.
That's
Irv's show. Did y'all see the little clips from that?
No.
From Tails? It looks kind of good. It's like a hip-hop story. I'm not going to lie. It looked kind of good.
Yeah.
We'll see, though.
That's why we're getting our reality show popping. We're doing our pilot.
Our shit can't be all over the place.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're having a production meeting today. And we got Layla's random spoons idea. It's like, what we need to do, we all need to become astronauts. And then we can go to the moon. And then we can have a pool party on the moon. Y'all don't understand. Layla be having the random spoons ideas. Layla coming here with them. But that's cool. I like to nurture ideas. I like to. You're supposed to nurture ideas. Keep them coming. Nurture the idea. But Layla be like, hey, I got an idea. We're like, oh, shit.
Tariq be like, oh, Lord, not again. Every week I come in with an idea, y'all. Just keep the ideas coming.
Man. Speaking of people holding grudges, one of our former employees was on the bullshit. Layla, tell them what.
I really hate to even give this.
I know. We don't
have a shine. Okay, because you can't. Well, we was talking. I meant to text.
I feel like I saw something on that, too.
Or
heard it.
Let me tell you what happened. Some people literally just are broke down and clearly not doing shit with their life. So a friend of mine called me up, and she's on a big show, and we used to be roommates. And she texts me a picture of this girl, and she's like, hey, do you know this girl? Right? We're talking about Sarah. She used to work here. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know that devil. And she was like, yeah. And then she said she was trying to sell a story to Shade Room about me.
Yeah. Damn.
And us, like, living together or something like that. I was like, what in the world? But she said her whole team lit that bitch up. And, you know, and I told her, like, the whole backstory, like, how, you know, with us and how she tried to talk about my son. Like, how she tried to talk about us. And she was pissed. She was like, yo, that's crazy. But she said, my team lit her up. We put her in place. I dare that bitch. And you definitely don't want to fuck with this girl.
Man,
this girl has nothing going on. Like, she tried to sell stories to the Shade Room.
Yeah, so Sarah out here trying to sell stories about
my fucking your money on in, Sarah.
Really,
get your
Sarah,
money on in.
Really?
Broke ass.
That's some real raggedy
shit.
That's some raggedy $40 ass shit.
Hey, I'm
right
here
there.
For it.
That's raggedy.
Put us on the Shade Room, goddammit. We need all 10 million of them followers to see. Come on, put us on Shade Room. Go on, man, do what you're doing, Sarah.
Yes, the Shade Room. I fuck with the Shade Room. Hey. You know, they know about us. Yeah, but that's some real raggedy.
That's
ass
so fucking
bullshit,
raggedy.
Yeah,
that's low budget, man.
Big time, man.
Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, how long ago was that?
How long ago was that?
Did I come?
Exactly. Yeah. When did everybody say? No, I'm not even joking, Tariq. People was hitting me up on the gram, and they were like, Tariq, yes, it's fine. People were like hitting me up on the gram. Like, they're like, I'm so glad y'all got rid of her. I used to I was tuning out. And when Bree came, we tuned in. They're like, the show's better than ever. Y'all, like, they be ranting and raving how they're so happy she's gone. People were fucking tuning out.
That's crazy.
Like, for real. They're like, we so happy. Like, y'all chemistry is dope. I was just telling her how people was telling me they were tuning out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of her.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. Crazy. Yeah, man. People were complaining all the time, you know. But I'm like, she's the villain now, which was cool.
Yeah, it kind of worked for the
show.
It kind
of worked.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
Y'all need me to be the villain.
Producer over here.
Y'all need me to be the villain.
No, Lord, no.
Please.
Put on my evil villain.
Please. Yeah, but it's crazy. So she's stalking Tariq. Now she's stalking me. Now she's stalking my ex-roommate, I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
Don't stalk me, Sarah. I stalk back.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Don't do it.
Lord.
We ain't here for it.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, man? This is Scotland out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
How you doing, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself? Hello, ladies. How are y'all doing today?
Hi.
All right, so check me out, Tariq, man. All right, so I'm in college. I just got out the Army last year. Me and my shorty, we've been listening to you for a while, read the books. You know, we on game, bruh. So what we're about to do, bruh, with your permission, it's crazy that we got to do with your permission, man. We want to start doing skits and bring the Mac lessons back to life, man, and put some of these young people on.
Like what kind of skits?
Oh, some funny ass shit, man. Pretty much exposing all the dusty shit that's going on in our day and age today, brother. So what we would do, we would take some dusty shit that some dudes is doing, put it in the skit and put it in line with some of the Mac lessons, depending on what it is. And at the end of the, and I don't want to give too much, but at the end of the skit, we would direct them towards your books and some of your recordings and things like that on YouTube. Get them on the live stream, put them on game.
Let's put something together, man. Let me see what it is. And let me see, you know, make sure it ain't janky. And let's see what it is.
Oh, yeah,
and
most definitely.
And let's get it popping.
I tell you what.
And send me something.
I tell you what, you'll have an email in a few days.
No doubt. All right, man, good looking out, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's see what they put together.
Mac lessons.
Yeah, they want to do. Yeah, people. Everybody, they want the old Mac lessons back. They want the old Mac lessons back. You know, but that's what we got. Ism. We've upgraded now. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about the game, but we have the ladies' input on that too. Mm-hmm. You dig,
just
man?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Layla, what is happening out here?
What else is happening out here in this news? See you walking today. Wouldn't that be fun if we? You know what I was telling? I can't say it. That's all right.
Okay.
It's for the show. We have to leave
for
the show.
Okay.
I can't talk about it. But y'all, our reality show is going to be off the chain. Our reality show is going to be off the chain.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I want to talk about, speaking of, let's see, some Love & Hip Hop news. You guys know Booby on Love & Hip Hop, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, he actually wants full custody of him and Keisha Cole's 7-year-old son.
Damn.
As well as spousal support. From Keisha Cole.
God damn.
My question to you is, do you think he just, and I would hate to think this, maybe it's not true, but do you think that men or women just want to keep the kid so they can get that check coming in?
A lot of times they do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they do. And Keisha and that dude, they were not together, but living together. They had that kind of thing. So that's always weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he on Love & Hip Hop being a thought.
Oh, like, damn.
Yeah.
Did you see the episode last night?
No, I missed it. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I didn't watch TV.
What did he do? What was he doing?
Well, he was planning a trip to go somewhere with Brooke to Catalina Island. They planned a trip to go and just rediscover this whatever they trying to establish. And she backed out at the last minute and was like, let me get my life together. I'm in love with this other dude. Let me go holler at him.
Mm.
And he ended up taking Bridget.
The
shorty that.
Wait, she got a dude though.
She got a man.
Damn.
But she cheated on him like 15 times,
she
right?
She keep cheating on him. So he like, you know, they going back and forth. But then Oh, girl shows up to the, and they go to the Catalina, and it's like, damn, booby. And then Hazel walk up on him in a party, like, yeah, you fuck me, and you know, now you don't want to talk about it, and it's just like,
oh my god,
booby looks really messy right now. Like, all of it may not be true, but I saw him in Catalina with that girl, with Bridget.
Damn, wow. Damn.
After he was supposed to take Brooke, so.
God damn, booby, you were sucking boobies. God damn, brother.
You know what I'm naive to though. And my friend just told me this. This made me think about it. That girl, how she cheated on her man 15 times.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my homegirl about that. And she says, I said, women, I don't know any women that cheat like that. Like, I'm not a cheater. When I have a man, I'm a man. Like, I just stick with him. Like, I've never been a cheater. I don't know any females that are around me that cheat. She said, no. She says she knows a lot of successful women, and they cheat on their husband, not only with men, but women.
Oh, damn.
And she said, well, it's going on heavy.
Well, women, yeah, definitely. I've heard that. But the girl is like shedding real tears, though, talking about she cheating on her man. Like, God. I really thought he was the one.
God damn.
And I really gave it my all.
And you gave it your all?
She said he cheating on the dude.
God damn. That and for so 15 is it, times.
Because you successful, you can cheat on your
what
man.
What dudes like, do that? Would you take back any chick? Has any chick ever cheated on you? And if she did, would you take her back? Because I don't know any men that takes you back.
Hell, I don't even let it get that far. She's talking to niggas on the phone. That's it for me. That's cheating shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
but
talking.
Meanwhile, we take y'all crusty ass.
My God.
Y'all gonna be in the whole house women, like Lamar. And
yeah, women be setting niggas up. If you know, it gets to some disrespectful shit. You
like
come,
what?
Niggas, they be setting niggas up to get robbed and shit like that.
They
be
do
women,
doing
yeah,
that.
Women, yeah, that they shit. If you let a motherfucker cheat, well, they'll start taking it to another level. You come home. And now you done got tied up and gagged. And niggas, they know all the combinations to the safe and all
he's
that
right.
shit.
Tariq, yeah. Speaking of past situations.
I know. I'm not in that. I ain't never been tied. Are you saying I got tied up?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Are you saying I got tied up and raped?
You're too fucking tall to be tied up.
I'm too tall to get tied up and molested by niggas.
Exactly. You definitely too tall.
Hell
no.
Nah, I'm fighting my way off of raping. God damn it.
That's
but
too
no,
much.
But that it happens. That shit happens. It's crazy out here. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
He sounds so frustrated.
Because I hate to bring up Trump. But
Lord,
yeah, I get
Lord.
You.
There's a few things that happened this week. First of all, he was standing right next to his wife and explaining to the people how she was so sad that she couldn't be with us today. You know, she sends her condolences. She's standing right next to him. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, he goes to Puerto Rico finally.
Yeah.
Ooh, they,
yeah.
Finally.
Jeez.
And explains,
later?
Yes, and explains to them how because their death toll was only 12, that and they're chomping away at our budget. Oh,
yeah,
you know, your death toll was only 12 and you know, something compared to Katrina where thousands and thousands of people died.
Yeah, he was like, it was on some, like, it ain't that bad over
yeah,
here. It's
yeah.
only 16 of y'all died. It was some real insensitive bullshit
wow.
that they're That's deliberately shocked. Doing. They're just going over there. He's playing to his base. Like, we don't really give a fuck about these Spanish-speaking niggas over
yes,
here.
Because so, then another video, he's, like, handing out supplies, but he's, like, tossing paper towel, roll of paper towel
just
to
there,
the crowd. Like, he throwing his T-shirts or some shit,
yeah.
you know?
Oh,
like he
yeah.
had a rally.
Yeah, it's just being deliberately disrespectful.
It is insane
yeah.
his level of disrespect.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Pete from Milwaukee.
Pete from Milwaukee. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question in regards to family.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, my pops, he got a habit, and he constantly calls, you know, I've been looking out for him, but now it's getting to the point where he's become more of a liability. And, well, he's been a liability, but now it's just getting to the point where it's kind of, it's recklessly violating my family. So am I wrong for wanting to cut my pops off, or should I, you know, continue to try to help him?
Now, if it's detrimental to the rest of the family, yeah, you're going to have to let him go on somewhere if he's on that narcotic. Sound like it's a drug problem. And, you know, they come around.
Yeah,
they start coming around stealing the kids' shit and all that. Yeah, you don't need to have that around your children. Do you have small children?
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old and a son that's due any day.
Okay. Oh, man. So, yeah, you and your lady, y'all need all the resources you can get. You don't need no crackhead running around there stealing shit. You need everything you need, man. So, your dad, you're going to have to let him go to rehab somewhere or let him do his own thing. But, yeah, he's grown. You're grown. You're not under no obligation to allow your pops to be there just mooching off your shit and just bringing that kind of energy around your family. You don't need to raise children around that. He needs to get himself together. How old is your dad now?
He's in his late 40s.
Late 40s. Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. Yeah, your dad need to get that shit right. Y'all got to have tough love on these cats. See, what happens is that we do a lot of enabling for people. They get on the pipe and then we like, oh, well, come stay with me and just let them keep fucking up. No, let their asses hit rock bottom because I know you've done everything you can do to help or take them to rehab or whatever, but they're going to have to get right and there's no other option because if he's like in his late 40s and still fucking with the pipe, yeah, that's some shit that you got to cut off. There has to be a cutoff time somewhere. You dig?
Gotcha.
All right, my man, you be good.
Appreciate
brother.
You, brother.
No doubt.
All right, peace.
Have y'all ever dealt with any people in your family who was on the narcotic?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. Who? Everybody, yeah. A lot of people in my the generation in front of me, meaning like my dad, my mom, my aunts, their generation.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. They've gotten out of it.
Yeah.
But for a long time, like it had, but that was their generation's choice of drug.
Then. Yeah.
And it was unfortunate that it was something that you can be addicted to. So the addiction was real.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, the cutoff is, but like if he still, I would say if you still wanted to help your father be there for him to, if you're going to put any money into it, put some money into, like you said, a rehab.
Right.
And that would be the only money you put towards anything that he has going.
Exactly.
Because that's the only thing they understand.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because anything else is just enabling them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has kids and kids that are about to be born. You definitely don't need that bullshit around the family.
And he was older? How old was he?
He's only like in his late 40s, but this guy's like 27, so yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of old to be.
You're still out there on the damn pipe.
Yeah. You dig? I know some people. I know a couple people actually. I don't even want to say this.
Helen, halfway secrets?
Nah, because.
You know what?
Okay,
you know what?
So long story short, I can't even believe I'm saying this actually. Long story short, like, so when I grew up, I never grew up with my dad, right?
Right.
And I always wonder, like, dang, how you just not want to see your kids? Like, I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
So I ran into this girl, like, literally 2 months ago. She was, after my dad, you know, wasn't with my mom anymore, he was with this other lady. That was his daughter I ran into.
Oh, damn.
I ran into her at the doctor's office.
Like, wait, so that was your dad's daughter?
That was dad's girlfriend's daughter.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but she knew who I was, and I didn't know who the hell she was. She literally came up to me. She's like, I follow you on Instagram. I was like, oh, and I never met this girl in my life, right? So she was like telling me everything about him. I've never heard that my dad was on drugs. Never heard it. Nobody's ever said it. I just thought he didn't want to be a part of my life.
Mm.
She told me that her mom and my dad do drugs together. That was their thing in common.
Oh, damn.
And that, you know, and I was like shocked that he was on drugs. So I just found out that my dad was on drugs. And she said to this day, he's still on drugs.
God damn.
But he holds it together though. He doesn't look like it.
Your mother never told you that?
No.
Wow. Mm-mm. Wow. Mom?
No, she said she didn't.
Mom didn't know either?
She said back in the day, you know, she said she, because he, if you see him, he's very into health and fitness. Like me, okay. That's where I probably get it from.
Yeah.
She said he always worked out. He ate really healthy. He looks, I mean, I've seen him probably like maybe 5 years ago. He looked normal. Like he never looked like a crackhead.
Mm.
He takes, that was the weird part. Like he's very into health and fitness, but. You
Man,
know what I mean?
That's
crazy, right?
That is crazy.
It just started, that just came out, but I just, that made me think, like, because I was tripping, like, damn, this nigga still on drugs. He, like, I don't know, late 50s.
Right. When was the last time you talked to him?
About four years ago, maybe?
God damn.
I can't imagine going that long without talking to my dad.
Yeah.
Man, that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy,
man. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Shit. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Yo, this Ace out of Memphis, man.
Hey, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
What up, this Ace out of Memphis, man? What's good?
This nigga, he's on the pipe, too.
Shit. Like, I thought you understood
what
he said.
No, man, I can't hear you.
God damn. All right, let's try somebody else.
I thought you understood him. I was like, what?
All right. He's saying somebody from Memphis. Lord, this nigga. Shit. Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How you doing? Hi, y'all. Hi, Bree. Hi. I'm sorry. I just woke up.
Hey, Sean. Okay.
How y'all doing?
Layla, girl, Layla.
I'm sorry. I know y'all watch y'all every week. I swear.
What city you in, sweetie? What city you in, Sean?
Toledo. I've talked to you before. Oh, Toledo,
okay.
Ohio.
Oh, okay, what you doing in bed this late? You sound like you in the bed.
This is an off day.
Leave I home. Work night shift. Okay. I work night shift and I run a business too.
Oh, okay, you in bed looking at Judge Mathis all late. Telling your kids, baby, go get me some chips.
I swear to God, I deserve every bit of this week.
I feel you. What's on your mind, Sean?
All right, so I had a question. So recently, my boyfriend and I, well, my fiance and I, opened up a business, right? So it's like a group home. I think okay. I said something to you before on the other show. Anyhow, how do you deal with like family? Because you guys were talking about family a little bit, but how do you deal with family and like getting them involved? Because like now we're getting a whole bunch of family. Now all of a sudden, like we're meeting family I haven't even heard from in years. And they're like, I want to work. Can you hire me? And I really don't want to deal with family like that because I have an aunt that will, like, sue you for even falling down the damn stairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not giving her shit.
No.
You're just going to be falling down the damn stairs.
I would say no. You don't want family too much in your business because then they're going to want a little leeway because you're a relative. So they're going to be like, Sean, can I come into work 3 hours late to get my hair done? It's that type of shit. So you don't want
that.
Yeah, you don't want that at all. Unless it's a family member who's very thorough, then you can bring somebody in. But nah, you kind of want to stay away from that. And Layla is over here dropping shit. Did you waste water, Layla? I need to get a mop in here.
No, it's not.
Anyway, but thanks for the call, Sean. Thank you, dear. All right, we got to get out of here because we got a meeting. A production meeting.
Reality
in a minute.
Show. It's yes. Gonna be so fun, you guys. Yes, you indeed. Should. Oh my God, can't wait.
Yeah, so we got the Ism reality show we're gonna do. We're gonna do a pilot and that's gonna be fun and we're gonna show y'all that and all that good stuff. But anyway, we gotta get out of here because the people are gonna be here at 3:30. It's 3:28 LA time. We had to start a little late because of
Bree. Hot dogs and banks.
Well, you remember that.
I'm not saying no names.
Oh, I ain't saying no names either.
I'm not
shit.
Saying no names, but there's a lot of cleavage over there.
I'm covered up.
It's cold in here.
It's cold as shit in here. Then it gets hot.
No, I was hot because I had this big ass sweatshirt on.
Yeah, and asked for, she got her boots on. I know. Sweater on and shit.
I'm like, ready for the winter now.
I know.
Thank you, Priya.
Layla up in here like she's about to go to a Christmas party and shit.
She sure is.
God damn. Layla, what is your Instagram, dear?
My Instagram. So everybody go check out my big shoes. My big blue shoes. Nah, it's Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes. And Miss Bree, what is your Insta grizzle?
My Instagram is Chloe B. Her, but I'm changing it to Thirst Trapping Too Easy. since y'all think everything I do is a thirst trap, so be looking for Thirst Trapping Too Easy coming at y'all heads very soon. No, but catch me at Chloe B. Her. Chloe, Chloe, Bher. Check me out.
Man, and yo, Tariq Elite on Instagram and Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. Don't forget, man, 1804, we got it in Atlanta finally. It's going to be in Atlanta at the Midtown Arts Cinema. Go to 1804movie.com. The premiere screening is going to be out here in Los Angeles next week, next Thursday at the Main Art Theater. We all are going to be there. It's going to be a nice screening. They got a few tickets left. They got about 100 tickets left. This is a big venue. It's going to be real nice. Get your tickets, 1804movie.com. The Sunshine Theater in New York, there's a 10 o'clock showing that was added because the first showing is sold out. Again, 1804movie.com. All my people in the UK, Birmingham, England, I will be out there on the 22nd doing it up. We're doing the premiere out there, 1804movie.com. All right, y'all, be good. We are out of here.